recall what it was like for our people, our ancestors, who were in captivity. We are to somehow put ourselves into that experience as well. So it's not just a passive listening activity, it's more of an active listening ritual that we do. So not only do we reflect on the history, but we put ourselves into it. And we are commanded to do it every year, to put it back into perspective so we don't lose what is relevant. The idea coming from captivity to liberation, it is a message of hope. It doesn't just apply to the people who will be observing this Passover, but it's for all of us. That idea of going from the struggle and from the unknown into knowing that indeed there will be a day that we will all be liberated, however you want to define that.
Describe the Seder, would you, for Gentiles who may not know the purpose of the food in the service?
Okay, the Hebrew word Seder means order. And in this particular festive service and meal, we experience the tasting of matzah, which is unleavened bread, because the people did not have time to bake bread when they left from Egypt to go out to the Red Sea and on to freedom. So we're supposed to eat that. We have this apple and nut dish that's supposed to remind us of all the mortar and the bricks that the slaves had to build for people living in Egypt. Even though it is sweet, but it's something for us to balance, because we also have to eat or taste bitter herbs, which is usually like horseradish. And we're supposed to eat a little bit of each to recognize the balance of sorrow and suffering and joy. And that there's always hope, even though it is the story of the Jewish people. But I have to tell you that this story really is relevant to many, for all of humanity, in terms of what it's like to be oppressed or in slavery. Because even to this day, we recognize that there are still people in various parts of our world that are oppressed. And because we tell this story, it reminds us of our responsibility, that our work is not done, and that there is much more for us to do.
Part of the Passover story involves plagues, and one of them is disease. Is it important or incidental to have that part of the story this year?
It is extremely important. And every so often when we gather around the table to go through the various rituals, we often talk about and identify the current plagues that are going on in our world. We traditionally have 10. Now we have 11. And the 11th one is the COVID-19 virus. So yes, it's very relevant. And it's very important for us to bring it onto the table. How could we not?